It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Baseball officials seem determined to push through a plan to cut two major league teams before next season. The Montreal Expos and the Minnesota Twins are considered the likely candidates for elimination. Yesterday in Minnesota, lawyers from Major League Baseball went to court to challenge a judge's order that would save the Twins. As Tom Goldman reports, the bitter dispute over contraction puts the spotlight again on baseball's chronic economic woes.
My guess is somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 people are here. In the rain for one reason.
What's a little cold Minnesota rain to several thousand people heated by righteous indignation? Chanting Save the Twins, they gathered Sunday for a rally outside the Minneapolis Metrodome, home to Minnesota's Major League Baseball team, and a home, really, to Twins fans like Sally Mars.
For me, baseball is a gift from my father. He died several years ago, and at the ballpark, more than any place else on earth, I can still hear his voice in my ear. I sit in the park and he whispers to me, watch the runner on second, he's going to steal. Look at the break on that curve. I hear him like he's next to me.
Even in the face of such emotional appeals, Major League Baseball officials still seem ready to lop off two teams that, according to Commissioner Bud Selig, aren't doing well enough financially. Baseball lawyers made their appeal yesterday, asking the Minnesota Supreme Court to overturn a judge's order that allows the Twins to stay in business next season. In the appeal, baseball's attorneys wrote, "It's true that many Minnesotans do not want to lose the Minnesota Twins. They don't want the Twin Cities to become a cold Omaha. But this is not a legally sufficient reason to force a private business to stay in business." Gary Roberts is a sports law expert from Tulane University.
It might well make economic sense for the other owners to try and get rid of a couple of underperforming franchises.
But, he says,
there are things that might be done that could make the bottom teams more profitable and more competitive on the field.
Roberts and other analysts say, ultimately, baseball has to confront familiar problems, astronomical salaries, and huge revenue disparities between the richest and poorest teams. The highest-grossing baseball team, says Roberts, makes seven times as much as the lowest. In pro football, probably the healthiest major sports league with significant revenue sharing and salary restraints, the difference between richest and poorest is only 2-1. So why can't baseball narrow the gap? 7 years after the issues of revenue sharing and salary cap forced a damaging player strike, why can't owners and players resolve those issues and get baseball's economic house in order? Gary Roberts.
The union in baseball has been an unusually clever, successful, and effective union in representing the interests of its players.
To baseball owners, clever and effective has meant uncompromising. But University of Cincinnati sports historian Kevin Grace says the owners traditionally have been stubborn and selfish as well.
That was the trend from the 20s up to the present, where the owners have been people who did not necessarily require a living from baseball. They could look out for themselves more because they had other businesses to fall back on.
Guided by strong league commissioners, pro football and basketball team owners have made collective economic decisions, particularly when it comes to dividing up huge television revenues. But sports economist Alan Sanderson says timing is part of the reason those leagues have cooperated and baseball hasn't.
Baseball grew up at a time when there was no television revenue to speak of, where the other leagues grew up at a time when television was with us. And so it's easier in football or easier in basketball to have made some decisions early on that, of course, we're going to share television revenues.
With no mechanism for sharing or compromise in place, it's become quite difficult for baseball owners and players to do either, especially now that the revenues to be shared and salaries to be capped are astronomical. Perhaps the upcoming labor negotiations can lead to a breakthrough. Until then, however, contraction will be baseball's economic flashpoint. And in the coming weeks, judges and arbitrators, not passionate fans, will determine whether baseball will be two teams lighter this coming season. Tom Goldman, NPR News.